Welcome to God's Tabernacle Christian Family Church Where God Dwells podcast. Best believe that you'll be receiving the Word of God from our senior pastors, Drs. David and Louisa Muluzi. The Word of God says, faith comes by hearing and hearing through the Word of God. Keep it locked and stay blessed.
Amen. Father, we thank you for your Word tonight, that even as we receive your Word, you minister to us by your Spirit. Lord, I make it known to your children that I'm not trusting nor depending upon my own human ability to share your word, but that God, I'm trusting on you to speak for the word, the incorruptible word of God, Father, with your anointing and with your power. I believe that it will go out, that it will touch every heart, that every heart will be impacted by your word. I believe, God, that faith will rise up even as we receive your word tonight, that fear, doubt, confusion will go even as we receive your word. Thank you, Lord, and I promise to give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor for all that you will do and accomplish through your word tonight in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Amen. Just give 3 people high five and say, you did well by coming. Amen. And you may be seated. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now tonight I want to continue with the message, the subject that I started. I know the thoughts that I think about you. I know the thoughts that I think about you. Now, let's turn our Bibles to Jeremiah 29, verse 11. So, this is part two. I know the thoughts that I think about you. Jeremiah 29, verse 11. God says, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans for welfare. And not for evil. To give you a future and a hope. Now God says, I know the plans I have for you. And declares the Lord. Plans for welfare. You know what is welfare? What is welfare? Mdende. What is welfare? What is it? Taking care of you in totality. Yeah. In other words, everything. Pastor Mkudu was saying. Yes, day-to-day caring. In other words, every day you're well provided for. In totality, you are provided for. Now, God says that the plans that I have for you are for welfare. You know, I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans for this wholeness, you know, here. But for welfare. Now, God is saying that I want to take care of you. Yeah. And I want to take care of you in totality. And these plans are to give you a future and to give you a hope. And these are the plans that I have for you. Now, let's see it in King James Version. King James Version. What does God say? He says, for I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. You know, when God talks about peace, is the word shalom. Now, the word shalom, you know, like the Jews, they would say, shalom unto you. Now, they don't just mean peace, but they mean, the word means everything must go well with you. Shalom. In other words, welfare. Everything must be totally correct with you. You must prosper, you must be well provided for, you must be healthy, you must have all your needs met, you must live well in your family, that everything must go well with you, your business must go well, at work, you must be highly favored, you must have the wisdom of God. That's what it means. Yeah, so when I say shalom to you, I mean, let everything go well with you. Now, isn't that what we need to desire in our lives? That everything should go well with us. Every area in our lives must be well. Nothing broken, nothing missing. That's what we need to be trusting God for. That everything must go well. You see, it does not help when you prosper only in one area, but the other areas are lacking behind. It's not helpful. But we need to trust God, that God, every area in my life must be well. This morning the message was about, Lord, help my unbelief. In other words, I need to look at where I am lacking, and I need to deal with it. You see, what you're successful at should not, you can't say, oh, that will balance out what I am in need of. Yeah, but everything, every area in your life, you must see to it that it grows up, it goes well. Whatever is lacking behind, you must look at it and say, God, this area, I am not happy about it. And I'm trusting you that this area should come up. This area should improve. This area should do well. So that's what the word peace talks about. Shalom, welfare, wholeness. That is why the word is translated because in our English, in English, when you say peace, you are just thinking about absence of war. That we are not fighting, therefore there is peace. Yes, you are not fighting, but there are a lot of challenges. Now, that is not what the original word meant. When it says shalom, that's why the English translation at the time, they translated, they think that it would be better translated wholeness. Because it means that everything about you must go well. And that's what we need to be trusting God for. That there must be wholeness in our lives. Now, the Bible says here, I know, in ESV, another translation says, I know the plans that I have about you. And in the King James and others too, they say, I know the thoughts that I think towards you. Now, when I meditate on the word plans, I then look at the house plans. When you draw a house plan, when we were drawing a house plans of our house, we went to an architect, we sat down, actually we drew some plans before, and where we are staying, you have to submit it to certain people that would look at it before they go to the municipality. They look at it and they have to approve it and check whether all is well. And so these plans that we submitted, they looked at it and then they said, tell me, this person who drew this plan, is he qualified? And they started to point out some errors. Yeah, look here. Doesn't indicate. And look here. This space, it's wasted. You know, look here. Why are you having this? You know, what's the need of this? You know, look at this. This does not balance out. You know, and they said, this plan will never pass at all. Hey, already I have paid some money, couple thousand, about 43,000, you know. And, you know, and they say, look, we can't. They showed me, actually, you know, when I went to get the report for how far, they just sent, you know, they called me, the lady from the office called me and said, you know, can you please come and see us? It's not something that we can talk over the phone. That's how bad the plans were. And so we went, we sat down with Pastor Luisa, we looked at, you know, we listened to what they were telling us. They showed us, you know, this and this and this and so forth. And what happened is, this man said something that I will never ever forget in my life. He said this, that when the plans are bad, you're starting on a wrong footing. The builder cannot go beyond the bad plans. So he said, when the plans are bad, you can have the best builder. But the fact that the plans are bad, the builder won't go beyond those plans. And I'll never ever forget this ever in my life. And he said to me, he said to us, I was with Pastor Luis, he said that, you see, you need to invest on a good plan. Says, here is how it works. When you have a good plan, a very good plan, and then you have a mediocre builder, the chances of your house coming out great and excellent is very high. Then when you have a very bad plan and you have a very good builder, says that the chances of your house coming okay are very slim. And I said, yeah, I looked at it and then I said, you know, you're right. He said this, when you have a good plan, you are eliminating a lot of problems before they start. You're solving them before they begin. You are dealing with them before, you know, they begin. And so we had now to draw new plans. Yeah. And, you know, we got another architect, praise God. You know. And so he drew us plans. You know, we wrote down our wish list. You know, what do you want in the house? Yeah? You want deco. Yeah. And so we wrote down all of that. You know, I mentioned, you know, I need these rooms, so many bedrooms. You know, I need this room, I need that room. Yeah, and then I need at least the room must be this size. I don't want a room smaller than this. You know, I want that when I'm in the room, you know, I must breathe some air. And then I mentioned all of that. And, you know, I said that this is what we desire. So he started, you know, came up with a floor plan, you know, that this is the floor plan. And we will look at it and say, you know, change this. He would give us advice, you know, when you have this, yeah, think about this. You know, this we can put it this way. You know, there was interaction, you know, and giving our input in there. That I want this, I want that, you know, I want the straight lines, you know. I don't want, I personally, you know, I prefer, you know, the straight line house. You know, it's you know, I said, you know, this is what I prefer. And so I gave all of that. And now, you know, he built the house. And now the issue is, you know, when the builders were building, before they laid the first brick, when we got our plans, I studied the plan. I looked at them. I pictured how the house is going to be. Every time I would get, you know, the plans, they're on my iPad, open them up. You know, this elevation is going to be like this. You know, what about here? You know, I studied the floor plan. You know, this is how it's like I put it in my head. I knew it in and out. And I remember, you know, the first time, you know, I went just dark, and it was about dark trenches, and about to build. And so I went in, the foreman was there, and then I looked. I was not having plans with me. And then I looked, and when I looked at, you know, the trenches and so forth. Now, I know what I should expect, what am I expecting, because I have studied the plans. Yeah. So I looked, and then I got somewhere, there is a trench that I didn't understand. You know, and so I said to the foreman, what is this trench? This is not supposed to be here. I said, no. I said, according to the plan, this is, I'm not looking at the plan. I said, this trench, it's not, we are not going to waste concrete and cement here. This is not supposed to be here. Yeah. And then I said, go and look at your plan. So he went. Yeah. And then he came up and said, you see, it's here. So I said, my friend, this is not on the ground. This is a beam that comes on top. It's not. So he's, Yeah. So I corrected that. Yeah. And now, how was I able to pick it up? It's because I had studied the plans. I knew the floor plan must be, this is what I'm expecting. I have studied it. Are you with me? And so, and, you know, we continued to build and so, and every time I would see something, you know, I would pick it up and say, here, this is not supposed to be like this. Yeah, I want this thing, you know, like this. Because why? Because we talked about this thing before the building. We talked about it. We said this is what we wanted. Yeah, and so by the grace of God, the house came out beautiful. You know, I like it. I always enjoy being there. You know. And so, but now here is my point. I said all of this to bring this to your attention. That failing to plan is planning to fail. Are you with me? Failing to plan is planning to fail. Now, it is very much interesting that the Bible now translates the word, like other version says, I know the plans that I have about you. And other translation says, I know the thoughts that I have about you. Now, looking at that example that I just mentioned to you, here is the thing. That when You plan best in your thoughts. You plan your life with the thoughts that you think. So your house plan is in your thoughts. Your future is in your thoughts. Your health is in your thoughts. Your great marriage is in your thoughts. You know, how successful your life is, it's in your thought. Whether you pass or fail at school, it's in your thoughts. So the plan, you know, the plan that like the house plan, you know, that you're planning, you know, for your house, plan to be coming out great, that plan are the thoughts that you think. If you are thinking that you will never succeed, if you are thinking that you will never prosper, if you're thinking that this sickness is going to kill you, if you're thinking that you will never be healed, if you're thinking you have just drawn your house plan, if it were, you know, and the house plan, it's a house that is full of failures. And it does not matter who else can be there to talk you. The builder outside, the best builder, cannot help you because the plan is faulty right from the beginning. You understand this? Yeah. So, to solve the problem, now, even when, as I said, when the plan is perfect, it's great. Even the builder, the mediocre builder, or the builder who is just starting, can bring out something great because the plans are already great that are in your thoughts. Are you getting this? And so, what we see here is that the success of your life or the failure of your life depends on the thoughts that you are having about yourself. If you think that, you know, now I've been drinking all this time, there's no way that I can live drinking, you know, that I cannot stop drinking. Drinking, I grew up with it. I've been drinking all. If you're thinking it's like that, I'm telling you that you will be battling with drinking all the time because your thoughts are not right. Yeah. Yeah, because your thoughts are not right. Yeah. But, you know, if your thoughts are saying, you know, this problem that I've been having it for a long time. You know, I've been, like, bona fela skete, you know, agisaitswara. You know, na kitsebe, muruti na kitsebe, you know, ke buthata baka. You know, ke bolwetse baka. You know, ka ofela re na le malwetse le nna bona ke bolwetse baka. You know, now if your thoughts are like that, it's a plan, it's a house plan that is faulty. And let me tell you, even if somebody, the best counselor, the best pastor, the best cell leader, the best elder can come and sit 3 hours with you, talking to you, you know, that you need to change. As long as your plans, your thoughts are not good, it does not matter. He won't accomplish much. He won't accomplish much. And so, to solve the problem, it starts with the thoughts. What am I thinking? What thoughts am I having? Amen? You know, what thoughts am I having? And so thoughts are important. They either make or break you. Yeah, really. Thoughts are important. Now, here is God, comes to the children of Israel. He says, I know the plans I have for you. I know the thoughts that I have for you. And he says, my thoughts are for wholeness, like in ESV. You know, in other words, I have planned wholeness for you. I am thinking wholeness for you. Every time you come to my mind, I just see wholeness. I just see greatness. Every time I think about you, I'm thinking about you in terms of wholeness. That everything is well with you. That you're prospering, you're succeeding, nothing missing, nothing broken in your life. That you are healed in your body. You're walking in divine health. That's what I'm thinking about you. I'm thinking that you're succeeding at school. I'm thinking that your business is doing well. I'm thinking that you have favor, that whatever you do, it's successful. Because these are the thoughts that I am thinking about you. Are thoughts of wholeness and not for evil. So God is saying that, you know what? My plans are not faulty about you. I'm saying this is powerful. Now God is saying that I'm not thinking faulty thoughts about you. But I'm thinking thoughts of greatness about your life. I'm thinking thoughts that will take you high in your life, about your life. I'm thinking great thoughts about you. You understand? And so, if I don't think good thoughts about myself, nobody else can do a work that I am not prepared to change in my mind. So, before anybody outside can come and help you, you need to set yourself on a train that I'm thinking right thoughts about my life. I'm thinking right thoughts. I'm thinking thoughts of success. Now, the children of Israel, remember, they were in captivity. They were in Babylon. They were slaves. And God says that, even in that, I am thinking good thoughts about you. In other words, you are still going to prosper even in the land of captivity. Even in a foreign land, you're still going to prosper. So what is God saying? God is saying that, you know, the thoughts that I'm thinking about you, don't allow your surrounding to affect your life. Don't say it's a peer pressure. Everybody is doing it, therefore I have to do it. You know, don't say everybody is drinking, I have to drink. Everybody might be drinking, but you tell yourself that I will not drink. Everybody might be messing around. You tell yourself that I am not messing around. Yeah. Everybody might be cheating, might be stealing at work, you know, bribing their way right up to, you know, wherever. You tell yourself that, you know what, I am a child of God. I will not be affected by the surrounding, and I know that I will succeed. Even when odds are against me. Yes. Because I have God on my side. and God will help me. Let me tell you, it's either God is God or he's not God. You need to come to that point whereby God, it's either you're God or you're not God. If you're God, then this will work out. So, right in the land of captivity, God was saying, I know what I'm thinking. I know the plans that I have about you. That they are plans to succeed you. They are plans to prosper you. And to give you a future and a hope. You know, you might be looking at yourself in the land of captivity that, oh, I don't have a future here. I'm going to die in a strange land. I'm going to, you know, all is going to be over with me. You know, there's no future here and I will die poor, I will die struggling. God is saying that the thoughts that I have about, the plans that I have about you is to give you a hope and a good future. Right in the situation where it's hopeless and it's futureless. I don't know what you call that. But God says, I have good plans about you. And those plans are to give you hope. And so, church, we need to take these words together. A plan and a thought. And be thinking that, you know, my thoughts are actually my plan. Have you heard of the word blueprint? You know, a blueprint, it's the original, it's what the author or the manufacturer is planning, that this is how it's going to come out. It's planning all of that. And so what we see is that you need to be thinking that my thoughts are my blueprint for my future. So how is my blueprint? You know, when God created people, he never created second-class citizens. It was never in the plan of God. God never created people that would be second-class. But people place themselves to be second-class by the thoughts that they are thinking. They place themselves to be second-class. They place themselves as failures by the thoughts that they are thinking. So what thoughts are you thinking? Oh, I love the clip that we watched yesterday. Is it ready? But, you'll tell me when it's ready. I want you to watch this clip. And I really, I can't stop thinking about this. Yeah, this is a powerful clip, you know, on the thoughts that people are thinking and the way, you know, think, you just see a thought prophet about people. Now, I want us to watch this clip. Go ahead.
A wedding planner is a person who plans for the wedding. And the reason for the wedding planner is to make sure that the bride and the groom are comfortable, peaceful, and enjoy their day. They are not worried because someone else is planning the wedding and taking the pressure and the stress. In every African wedding, the most stressed people are the groom and the bride. The groom is always seated there. And you know, in white weddings, the wedding planner takes all the pressure. In an African wedding, there's always someone running to the groom. Every 2 seconds. The DJ is saying he has not been paid. We shall pay him. So he just play. And then What is this? We can see you. So the owner of the tent is removing.
Tell him to wait, we shall hear him.
Your ex-wife is here. You let her in. In an African wedding, you never know who is the MC. Everyone is the MC. Anyone with an announcement becomes the MC. Just pretend you are the MC. Just pretend you are the MC. You are the official MC. So you think.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you're most welcome to Peter and Grace's wedding. Now we are going to serve the food. We'll start with the parents this side. They will go and eat. And then we go to...
Those children, can you return that cake?
Yes, like I was saying, don't worry about that. We are going to have the meals, we are going to eat. But after we eat, we are going to cut the cake, so don't go any...
Let us respect each other. Let us respect each other. Those toilets, the mobile toilets are for people, for visitors. The people from the village, let's go to the bush.
Yes, so... So as you people use the bushes, use them sparingly. Use one corner of the bushes. Otherwise, we are going to eat like I said.
Yeah, you just see a typical, what? You just see a typical thinking that is not supposed to be there. That everything goes, anything goes. It's because people are thinking somehow. And that's why they are acting somehow. I would appreciate you, sir, if you can please respect that we are in church. And, you know, if you can do that, I would really appreciate that. Thank you. So if, you know, if we can be thinking that, you know, my thoughts are thoughts that are to give me hope, give me a future, I'm telling you that the way we do things will be different. Yeah. Will be different. And so, people become, oh, I can't do it. I can't make it. I can't achieve this. I can't do this. Yeah, simply because they are thinking that way. They are limiting themselves. Not because somebody has limited them, but because they are limiting themselves in their thoughts. And you know, when people are not thinking, there is nothing wrong with that. That is a normal way. You know, everything goes. I'm preaching, you just come and you take up the mic. Please. And they don't see anything wrong. Eh? If the thoughts are like that, the actions will be like that. And so we need to be thinking right. Let me tell you, you will go far. God did not give you that brain for Mahala. But God gave you that brain because he wants you to succeed. He wants you to go far. So we all need to make sure that our thoughts are great. You know, that our thoughts are thoughts that are aligned to the Word of God. Amen? You know, we need to be thinking that. When I think that, by just changing my thoughts, I'm changing my plan. By just changing my thoughts, I'm changing my plans. I am putting a plan in place, a plan that will take me forward. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And so, it's very much important that we should be thinking right. Remember, in the past, we talked about toxic thoughts. Thoughts that are there to cramp you, to take you down, to pull you down. Thoughts that tell you that, you're a failure, when you will never achieve anything. Those are toxic thoughts. And you need to be aware of them and arrest them. Arrest them. The thoughts that say that, you know, my fellow brother, the way he looked at me, I didn't like it. So therefore, I don't like him. I don't think he likes me. You know, those thoughts are toxic thoughts. So you need to arrest them and say, this is a child of God. This is a fellow child of God, and I need to be thinking thoughts that are right about that person. You need to tell yourself that I know the thoughts that I think about that particular person are thoughts that are to give him a future and give him a hope. Now, in other words, I am thinking that that brother has a great future. There is hope about that brother. I'm not thinking that he will fail. I'm not even wishing him, all these best things. Those are toxic thoughts. And when they come, we need to arrest them and say, I am a child of God. I can never allow these bad thoughts in my mind to occupy my mind. That when I look at my fellow brother, I need to say, I know the thoughts that I have about you. Remember last week I shared with you, you know, how I looked at Pastor Louisa as she was praying and so forth. And I said, I know the thoughts that I'm thinking about her. Are thoughts of great future, you know, thoughts of gratefulness. Thought that makes me to appreciate God. Now, those are the thoughts that I need to allow in my mind about her. So, I should never allow bad thoughts to come in about her. And I have the power to allow or to reject the thoughts about her. She might have banned porridge. But I should not now look at she banned porridge. You know, it's, what is the bottom part? What do you call it? Crust. Yeah. You know, I should not now, because of the crust, I am changing my thoughts about her. What are you fighting? We are fighting over the crust because there is a crust in the pot. Yeah, but when I see the crust, you know, I need to go to her and appreciate her even more. And say, you know what, you're a wise woman. You know that tomorrow, you know, we don't have bread here. There are no shops around. And we will be having tea with nothing. So you prepared ahead. You prepared ahead. Yeah. And so thank you. Thank you for thinking about me for tomorrow. That tomorrow when I wake up, I'm going to make my tea. I'm going to go to that pot. I'm going to get that crust. You know, it's going to be a great breakfast for me. Thank you. Amen. You know, anything, you can take it positive or negative. Eh? Yeah, bapotsa, in a bad porridge. Yeah. A bad porridge. When you, I mean, it's bad. Don't cut it. That is a, you know, it's a, barricade, you know, material. You know, when you're building, it's a material for macheu. Ingredient for macheu. So already you have something, macheu. I'm going to make this out of this. Instead of, you know, alibuledi sahani, lifitana ko pasitin ya komintung, you know, akirikin tuya yari pasit, ifitana, you know, more passaging, you know. Simply because we really bohobe bapots. It is not correct. So you can be thinking that, you know, it does not matter what happened, you know, this, I will turn this to be great. You know, a TPEX. TPEX that rubs off when you printed something, erase or cover. You know that? Do you know how it was invented? It was during the time, the computers were not there. People were still typing. Ta, ta. You know the typewriters? Ta, ta, ta. You would go to school to be a typist. That was a great profession. You know, a typist. What are you doing after matric? I'm going, Kodia typing. I'm going to learn typing. Hey, the world has changed. Now our 1-year-olds, they are typing on their gadgets. Yeah. But when now you after matric, you would go. Actually, it was not after matric. It was after form 3. You know, you would go and audio, ta 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 ta, you know, typing. Now, let me tell you about this. This lady was hired as a typist, and so she was always typing, but she was making a lot of errors. Now, a typewriter does not have an eraser. Well, before the computer were popular, the recent one had also a ribbon that was like an eraser. You know, but the old typewriters did not have erasers. So when you made a mistake, that's it. And so she was a bad typewriter. And so she then decided, what am I going to do? She came up with a plan. I will go and buy a white pen. And so every time she made a mistake, she would go to where she made a mistake and put a white pen. And the rest is history. It developed into a TPEX. So something that makes the person to be a bad typewriter, she turned out to be a good inventor. So anything, you can take it positive or you can take it negative. And so, it all happens with the thoughts that you are thinking. And now, when you are a child of God, when you are thinking these thoughts that God is planning good things about my life, you will look at your life and you will be expecting good things in your life. Even when things turn out negative, it looks negative, you will know that, you know what, even out of this mess, this negative situation, one thing that I know is going to turn out to be good for me. Because at the end of the day, God is in control. So these are thoughts that you need to be keeping in your mind. Even when somebody says something negative, you know, tells you and pulls you down and so forth, you don't allow those negative thoughts to infiltrate your mind. You need to be thinking, I know the thoughts that God has about me. And I know the thoughts that I have about me. You know, our thoughts of future, our thoughts of great, you know, of hope, that will give me hope and a future. And let me tell you, when you try to do something, there will always be obstacles. There will always be challenges. You find children, when they are trying to dream and to be doing something, the parents say, "Hi, wena." You know, moruna ribadi riba. You know, we are poor here. You can't be thinking that. I remember something that my mother really taught me. I need to remind her of this. See, my father was a driver at work, driving, you know, companies, vehicles, and so forth. So his employment was a driver. And so I always appreciate that. And at times, he would bring the company's car, come at home, you know, with it, and then we would get into the car, and he would drive us around. And I remember when I must have been maybe about 10 years, you know, got inside behind the steering wheel, and then I drove the car. You know, for me, he taught me, you know, this is how you hold the steering, you know, and so it was great. So one day, my mother asked me, "What are you going to be when you grow up?" Guess what my answer was? "I'm going to be a driver." You don't know my mother. My mother, go whatever is close by. Huh? You know, you don't know my mother. You just see here now as being sweetie, sweetie. I'm telling you, we grew up hard way. Yeah. Kuri, it will be a word, Kuri, a word that you will hear. If you are this side, a word that you hear. By the time it enters your ear, the word will enter, but it will be ifelekeditwe, you know, kimpama, right here. Yeah. And she would say, "Hi, Wena." Yeah. "You can't be dreaming that." Yeah. And she shouted at me, like, "Don't ever be thinking of that. It's something greater that you can dream of." I'll never forget that. Abagoga says, "We thank that lab. It did a great work." And so, now what I'm getting at is that she was helping me to be thinking right. She was correcting my thinking pattern. And so, church, you need to be thinking right about yourself. Thinking right about your children. You need to be thinking right about your church. Don't be thinking, kereke, you know, after 2 years that I will see you, what I was now more to hear, you know, Bariyawa, God's tabernacle. Those are wrong thoughts. And let me tell you, those thoughts have been thought many times by many people. And here we are, 25 years, the church is even bigger than they thought. Even bigger, far bigger than they thought. I don't know between the church and them, which one is still existing. Now, here is the thing. We need to be thinking right. You're thinking about your area, thinking right that my area is growing. My area is doing well. You know, my area is succeeding. People love to come to the cell group. Be thinking that. You know, about the church, that the church is growing. Oh, you know, we are excited. Be thinking great thoughts about the changes that we have implemented. You know, don't be thinking, retabona. Those are wrong thoughts. You know, be thinking thought that this is great. Talk about it wherever you go. That, you know, there is something great that we have started in church. It's wonderful. It's helping us. It's doing these great things. You know, be thinking good thoughts about the church. And in the same way, be thinking good thoughts about your family. Amen? Amen. And you know, when you're thinking good thoughts, you are making that house plan a great plan. A great plan that whoever will be building on that plan, it does not matter whether they are excellent builders or mediocre builders, or, you know, builders that are still standing, as long as the plan is there. You know, all that you need to do is you get them to stick to the plan because the problems have been solved already in the plan. So they just stick to the plan. And you realize that your building becomes great because it's built on good plans. Amen. Yeah, thank God for Mr. Magama who really built our house and, you know, he did a great job, I must say. He did a great job. I'm so grateful to God, you know, for him. And so we've got good builders here, you know, Mr. Chikanda, both Mr. Chikandas, you know, they are great builders. I've seen their work, you know. You should go into the estates. You should go into the estates and see where they are building. You'll be amazed. You'll be amazed, really. You know, and so they were showing me some of the houses that they built. I said, wow, you built this house. You know, great builders. You know, and so Mr. Chikanda, Klapos was with us. The whole family were with us this morning in Bilabila. And, you know, yeah, because I wanted him to, you know, we are doing some building in our church in Bilabila for the youth camp. I get it, youth, you're coming to Bilabila. You know, yeah, so we're doing some changes and so forth that when you come, it will be comfortable. Yeah, so thank God that, you know, there and, you know, we're showing each other. And now I told that we did some work right at the back. So we found some builders, you know, around Bilabila and asked them, you know, to do this, the electrician. Hey, I'm telling you, even today I still regret. So I told the church, I said, you know what? Once bitten, twice shy. I'm no longer hiring any builder around here. I will bring my own builders from Polokwane, you know, because really, I don't want to go through stress or fighting. And they are so upfront with money. We want money. Well, I mean, the cable will be going like this. I say, this is not a map of Africa. Please, Inmo. And one of them also took us to a small claim court. Can you believe it? I mean, for many years that I've been pastor, I've never gone there. But here is, they took us to small claims court. I want my money. And thank God, Mr. Masingi went there, they called, and he went there, and he said, no, we don't have a problem in paying him. He must just go and fix what he messed up. After he has fixed it, we will pay him. And so they told him, please, go and fix your problems. So anyway, thank God for the builders and other people that are doing, engineers in the place, doing great work. Thank God for them that they are doing a great job. Amen? Yeah. So now, this is what I want to leave you with. That let us be thinking right, because our thoughts are our plans for our future. Let us build a great plan so that our future can be a great future. Amen. God bless you. What happens is when you're in the house, you know, you're enjoying the grace that is in the house. And when you serve God, you're doing it because you love God. I'm telling you that the blessings will always remain with you. Shine in the darkest
parts, let your love fill the world. Wow, what a great message it was. Join me next time, even as we continue to hear what God is saying in our next podcast. Or you can also visit us in our website, www.cfcpolokwane.co.za. God richly bless you. And I